fellowship mates, I'd like to share these recordings with you.
Hey, Marmac family. I'm Jared Patch with the Marmac Public Affairs Office, and you're listening to the Maintainer Podcast, where we shine a spotlight on the dedicated team behind the Navy's leader in ship repair, Mid-Atlantic Regional Maintenance Center. Today, we have a special episode. We're bringing you a candid conversation between Marmac's current commanding officer, Captain Jay Young, and his relief, prospective commanding officer, Captain Dan Heminger. Their paths have crossed more than once during their careers, and this chat gave us a chance to learn more about both of them, from leadership philosophies and industry challenges to some surprising similarities.
Yeah, our backgrounds are very similar, and I'm not 5'9", I'm like 5'8".
5'6" and a half.
Maybe in these boots.
5'7".
Maybe in these boots, I'm 5'9".
Trigger warning. This conversation may contain references to pineapple on pizza.
Some pineapple, some ham, but yeah.
But before we dive in, I want to take a moment to acknowledge a change you've probably already noticed, the voice behind the mic. As many of you all know, Daniel Lofton, the original host of the Maintainer podcast, has moved on to new adventures. Daniel helped bring this podcast to life, and we are grateful for all of her hard work and creativity. On behalf of the public affairs team, thank you, Daniel, and we wish you continued success. But the show must go on. Looking ahead, we have exciting stories in the works, new voices, fresh conversations, and more ways to celebrate the Marmac team. So hold fast, because you're listening to the Maintainer Podcast. The Marmac change of command takes place on April 25th, 2025. But before the ceremony, Captains Young and Heminger sat down for a wide-ranging and honest exchange. They talked shop, leadership, work-life balance, the future of ship repair, but also dove into personal territory. They talked about wrestling.
In a brawl, I think the 85 to 2,000 Iowa Hawkeyes wins.
They're just bruisers.
Yeah.
Fitness.
Cam Heminger likes 8 counts better than bear crawls.
Food.
Pop-Tarts. Cold. Not in the toaster, even. Pop-Tarts.
And a few surprises along the way. So without further ado, let's join Captain Jay Young and Captain Dan Heminger.
Hey, good afternoon, Marmec. Captain Jay Young here, commanding officer with our Maintainer podcast. It's bittersweet. This is my last podcast here at Marmec, but I have with me today Captain Dan Heminger, the next commanding officer of Marmec, and we're going to do some question and answer between the two of us. So I'm going to ask some questions, he's going to ask some questions, and you as the audience are going to get to learn a few things about me and get to learn some things about your new commanding officer, Captain Heminger. So I'm going to first turn it over to Captain Heminger. He's going to ask some questions first, and we'll go back and forth. So Captain Heminger, over to you.
Okay, thanks, Captain Young. So we'll start with some questions here. So number one, if you could offer one piece of advice to yourself before you took command, what would that advice be and why?
I would say my advice to myself would be focus on time management and balancing the requirements of work and the requirements of home. As some may know, my first year here, I was a Geo Bachelor, and I found myself focusing much more on the work than I did on the life. It took me some time to figure out how I needed to manage my time properly, and I would give myself some advice to, and I did this, focus on fitness, block time in the day to take care of your body with physical fitness. It's important, and do it at a time that works for you that doesn't impact with the work or the life going on. And then block parts of the day so you can focus on the things that you need to get done. Your schedule. And many people are like this. I'm sure it happens all across the command. Your schedule gets consumed by things that are outside your control. But I would give myself some advice to block some time to make sure you have time throughout the day to focus on the things that you need to focus on that may be different from the rest of the day.
Awesome. Good words of wisdom there. Okay, number two. What were some of the largest challenges you were faced with during command, and how did you overcome them?
We had a lot of challenges. It's ship repair. There are challenges every day. I think the largest challenges came in twofold, one from a personnel perspective and one from just a mission perspective. Starting with the personnel perspective, we had a tough time at Marmac in end of October 22, through November 22 and in through the holidays in the spring. There are some things that enabled that those times that were well beyond our control. Those seeds were planted years and years before. And we were in a position where we had, you know, limited duty sailors here that had exceeded our ability to properly care. Over 600 sailors that are here to get well, they need to be productive, and it was overwhelming. And so we took a pretty hard turn and put a lot of processes and procedures in place to get the command where we needed to be from a personnel standpoint to help out the sailors that were here from limited duty, but also working with the Navy. And the Navy realized this, that they had put a burden on us that was overwhelming. So the Navy helped us out and got our numbers down to where it's manageable for us. And then we can provide the focus we need to those sailors that are here to get help. And those sailors can get the help they need and still be productive inside the command. And I think we're in a very good spot from that. From a mission perspective, it's the constant demand from the fleet. We're here to fix ships and get ships underway so they can deploy and execute the Navy's mission anywhere, anytime. That demand is nonstop. And so one of the challenges is, how do you keep the team moving forward to address the needs of the Navy, but not burn the team out at the same time? That's a challenge, because if you burn the team out, you don't have a team to address the needs that, you need to take care of. So how do you, it's a balance of how do you properly keep the focus and keep the mission alive, but keep your team engaged and happy to be here at Marmot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, final question here. What was your favorite day in command?
Ooh, that's a big one. I had a lot of great days. I would say any day that I was recognizing a civilian or a sailor for something they did through an award or a coin or whatever was a good day. Promoting people, whether they're civilians or sailors, was always a good day. I would say if I had one day that that sticks in my memory that I can remember to the actual day, it was recent, April 1st, 2025. I love surprises. I like surprises. My wife and I, we didn't want to know the gender of our kids before they were born because we wanted to be surprised. I think surprises are few and far between a true surprise where you just really are completely caught off guard and you didn't know it was coming. April 1st, 2025, I'm sitting in the front row at C9 for our Chief Petty Officer's birthday ceremony. And Master Chief CMC had told me, hey, we're going to have you come up on stage at the end and just give some remarks to the Chief's mess. Great. Do that all the time. Well, when he called me up on stage, he said, don't go to the podium, go to the center of the stage. And the Chief's mess surprised me with making me an honorary Chief Petty Officer in the Navy, complete with a certificate for MCPON and a vessel and a charge book and anchors. It was awesome. I'll never forget that day, a surprise that I'm still humbled and honored that the Chief's mess recognized me in that way, but something I had no idea was coming. I'll remember that day forever.
Awesome. That's good stuff.
All right. So I got a couple.
Okay.
So coming back. So I've known, for those on the call, I've known Captain Hemminger, gosh, what, 16, 17
yeah.
years? We go back a long time. never stationed at the same place, but our paths have crossed from the West Coast to the East Coast, overseas. So I've known him for a long, long time, and Marmot is in store for an awesome commanding officer. As you assume command as our next commanding officer, what are your top priorities that you're going to focus on in the first few months?
Right. So definitely one of the top priorities is the people, right? So in light of all the recent OSD-related workforce shaping and personnel updates that have been flowing down, I really want to focus on continuing to communicate with our workforce, you know, showing empathy, letting them know, answering questions. I know the command has done a good job on getting out face-to-face and communicating with as much information as we have, so we can you know, help people through this time. So that's going to be one of my top priorities, to continue that effort. And along with that is just getting out and about, meeting as many folks as I can, having them ask questions and get to know me, as the commanding officer. I think that's important. I'm going to focus on that for a few months. And then just really be in receive mode, you know, taking in as much information as possible and listening to the command. So that's really my top priorities.
Awesome. Those are good ones. All right. So you've served here as Code 300 Waterfront Operations. You're coming from Chief of Staff at Commander Naval Region Maintenance Center. You worked at Fleet Forces Command overseas in Rota, Swarmick, a lot of maintenance time in your background. So based on your past experience, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing Navy ship maintenance today? And how do you see Marmec addressing that challenge?
Wow. There's a lot to unpack.
You could just pick one.
That's a lot to unpack there. So if I had to pick one, I would say, and I know the command has been doing a lot of work in this avenue, is really getting the left side of the equation as good as we can get it. So the planning side, that's a tough nut to crack, I know. But I think that's so important. Because even as the NSA, as a supported commander, right, there's a lot of things that are outside of our control when it comes to effectiveness and planning, right? So we rely on a lot of outside entities to make that right. So I think as a command, we need to continue to chip away at that, hold people accountable as much as possible. And if we can't, elevate those to our ISIC, you know, to our flag leadership so they can carry the water for us. But I think that's so important to get that left side of the equation right. Because I think far too often we enter into execution and that cake is baked, and then it's just so difficult to overcome those challenges. And I think our folks do an outstanding job of overcoming those things in execution. But I think, you know, we need to just keep chipping away and doing better at planning. Yeah, they have one thing. I think that would be it.
All right. Thanks. It's a big, big piece. Okay. I talked a little bit on your question about what advice I give myself in the form of doing your best to find work-life balance or whatever balance works for you. So what are two of your personal best practices to balance the work and the life?
Okay. Two things. Well, I think I share your view on physical fitness. So that's one thing I try and do, like you said, block out time, schedule time. And for me, that's early in the morning because during the day, that's tough. And then after work, usually have a lot of other things associated with the family that need to get done that are priority and important. So I get my workout done in the morning. So a lot of familiar faces at the gym is a good thing. So that's one. And two, really, it's about trying to control my schedule as much as possible. And I think taking a look at the schedule in chunks of about a week is a good thing. So I like to try and plan out my week as much as possible. And that includes, you know, family time. You know, my kids are in elementary, middle, and high school, so a lot of different things going on and a lot of car rides and taking people places. So making sure that's squared away. And then scheduling in some time for some fun stuff with the family. I think that's important to recharge your batteries. And then, of course, you know, taking leave. You know, you got to spend time with your family. So that the two things I would say, that's what I try and do.
All right. Well, thanks. I think those are two best practices that the rest of the command can also take on board. Okay. All right. That's the long form questions. Now we're going to have a little fun. We've done this in the past podcasts. We're going to do some rapid fire questions. Now, normally I'm the one giving the rapid fire questions, but Captain Hemingers, he's got some rapid fire questions for me first, and then I'm going to fire right back. So these are meant to be fun, to get to know each other a little better, and the command can know us a little better. So Captain Hemingers, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay.
First salvo.
First salvo. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, 100%. 100%. I grew up in a Coke family from a long, long time ago. I've actually never had a Pepsi in my life. There's one caveat to that story. It's too long a story, but never had a Pepsi in my life.
Yeah, I think if you had a Pepsi, your father might be
my
angry.
My father would, yeah, it'd be bad news for me.
Okay. All right. Number two, dream vacation.
Dream vacation. I would have to say someplace I haven't been, up in the Norway, Sweden area, to see the Northern Lights, eat the foods of that region, something I haven't ever been. I don't prefer cold, even though I'm from South Dakota. So maybe a summertime forego the Northern Lights, Norway, Sweden region.
Awesome. Okay. All right. First CD. And for those of you who don't know what a CD, that's a compact disc.
I think first CD was a Garth Brooks CD. I can't remember which one, but probably one of his first ones, either Garth Brooks or one of his one or two first CDs. I think it was my first CD.
Nice. Okay. Favorite dive job of all time?
Favorite dive job all time? I think I'll balance them between two, both rudder jobs. One, USS Boone rudder install underwater in Rota, Spain back in 2005, 2006 timeframe, and then followed up with the USS Iwo Jima rudder job, two rudders we did here at Marmec. Tremendous, just both complex, very complex operations, both required to get the ships to where they needed to be and working with great teams, doing something we did not have a procedure for. So kind of making it up as we go and executed flawlessly. So two rudder jobs, Boone, Iwo Jima.
Okay. KM-37 or Mark 20?
KM-37 all day.
Okay. Last question. It's a wrestling question. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, Captain Young was a wrestler. He probably had to do his fair share of weight cutting and making weight. So what was your favorite post weigh-in food?
Favorite post weigh-in food? Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts. Cold. Not in the toaster even. Pop-Tarts.
Nice.
Cherry.
Okay.
My favorite post weigh-in food.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to fire back here. So Cam Hamager set the stage. We have a lot in common. We're both under 5'9". I think it's safe to say. I think I'm 5'8".
Quite a few inches below 5'9".
So both under 5'9". Both wrestlers. Wrestled through high school. I only wrestled 2 years of college. Cam Hamager wrestled all 4 years at Navy, which is awesome. And both Navy deep sea divers. So some of our questions may have some common themes. So my first question, what's the best college wrestling team? Penn State 2010 to 2025 or Iowa Hawkeyes 1985 to 2000?
Man, that is a great question. I'm going to have to go with Penn State.
Penn State?
Yeah.
Penn State?
I think they're kind of unstoppable.
So in that time frame, they had 12 national championships. Iowa had 11. So dominant in both eras. I got to go Iowa, it's hard to argue with Penn State. So it's a two-part question. With both wrestlers in their prime, who wins, Dan Gable or Cale Sanderson?
Oof. I don't think you can vote against Gable. I think Gable takes it.
I think be pound for pound, yeah. But I think Gable gets him.
Yeah.
I agree with you on Gable. Okay. Start of baseball season, Yankees or Red Sox?
Oof. Well, I'll take the Red Sox. Yeah.
Red Sox?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm an Orioles fan, so I think if I had to choose, can't ever choose the Yankees.
Good call. All right. You are a Navy deep sea diver. What's your most memorable dive?
Most memorable dive. That is a good question. Well, when I was stationed in Hawaii, Mutsu 1, Pearl Harbor, we did some work out in Kwajalein on a capsized World War II German cruiser that was leaking oil. So I think, you know, Soup Salve eventually went back and hot tapped it. But to get to that point, we went out and did some exploratory dives to see where all the oil was. And so we went out with some folks, spent about a week and diving in crystal clear water. We did actually locate where the oil was, so that was pretty cool. And I'd have to say that was probably some of the best dives.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just kind of like the dives you're going to do here at Marmec.
Yeah, right.
Water about the same.
Crystal clear.
Crystal clear. Never. Okay. If you could pick any meal for dinner tonight, what would it be?
Any meal. Pizza.
Pizza? What flavor?
You know, I do like pepperoni. I also like, I'm a sucker for Hawaiian, some pineapple, some ham, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm with you on Hawaiian pizza. Okay. My last question, physical fitness, as we've talked, is important part of both our lives. I don't know if it's comes as a side effect of being wrestlers or not, but it could be. But physical fitness is important, and for both of us, we see each other in gym. Having a gym in LF18 is awesome, by the way, for the podcast. It's something that I've never been at a command that has the gym inside the space. So thank you for Marmek for having that for us here, at least in LF18. So physical fitness, pull-ups or dips?
Oh, pull-ups.
Pull-ups all the way.
Pull-ups, yeah.
Push-ups or bench press?
Well, now it's push-ups.
Push-ups.
Now I can't. Push-ups. My joints can't take.
I'm with you with the push-ups. Plank or crunches?
Plank.
All right. 8 counts or bear crawls?
Oof, 8 counts.
8 counts. That's a tough one. 5K or half marathon?
5K.
5K? If you're running outside, rain or wind, which would you rather have? Pick the best of two evils.
Well, rain if it's warm. I guess if it's cold, take the
rain, warm rain. And treadmill or open road?
Open road.
Open road.
Yeah.
Open road. All right. So that is Captain Heminger in a nutshell. So I appreciate Captain Heminger. Thanks for taking the time to sit down and do this podcast. It really means a lot to me. It really means a lot to the command to hear where your thoughts are, both on a professional mission side and have a little fun and get to know you a little better. For our Marmek team, we started these maintainer podcasts earlier this year. I think they have been awesome. The following we have, the clicks that we have on them, people want to hear what's going on in the command. It's a great way for us as a command to push out information and let the command know what's going on at Marmek. So I appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate everything that you've done for me in my almost 3 years here at the Mid-Atlantic Regional Maintenance Center, the world's finest regional maintenance center. And I wish everyone the very best as you enter into summer and have a safe summer. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Captain Young. You've been a steadfast supporter and an enthusiastic participant on the podcast from the start, and we wish you nothing but the best on the road ahead. And to Captain Heminger, welcome aboard. We look forward to the journey ahead under your command and continuing the exceptional work being done here at Marmek. Before we sign off, a few updates from around the waterfront. Our friends at Floating Dry Dock Dynamic, featured back in Episode 3, recently had a change of command. On March 4th, Commander Johnny Stevenson was relieved by Lieutenant Commander Jeremy Mayfield. And at CNRMC, another Marmek alum made a big move. Former Commanding Officer Rear Admiral Dan Lanneman relieved Rear Admiral William Green on March 12th. Congratulations to both new commanding officers. The Public Affairs team is already hard at work on our next episode. Here's a glimpse at what's coming up. We'll introduce Marmek's new medical officer, Commander Brian Doherty. Dave Shutter, head of the Infrastructure Management Division, will give us the inside scoop on upcoming facility projects and new security and cybersecurity efforts. We'll sit down with Acting Executive Director Sean Greenaway to hear his strategic vision for the command. We'll spotlight the sailors behind the SCBA shop, celebrate 132 years of the Navy Chief, and check out the second annual Small Business Navy Expo. And that's just the beginning. So stay tuned. More great stories are on the way. Well, that's a wrap on this episode of the Maintainer Podcast. But before we go, I'll pass it off to a few of my teammates to help close us out.
This is Chris Wyatt.
This is Oscar Pope, Public Affairs Specialist.
This is Harrison Cox. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Just search Mid-Atlantic Regional Maintenance Center.
You can also check out the Marmek News and Events page on SharePoint
to stay current with everything happening around the command.
And if you have a story idea for a future episode,
drop us a line at Public Affairs.
We'd love to hear from you. Additional music in today's episode was provided by the U.S. Navy Band.
Until next time, fair winds and following seas. This is Jared Patch, and you've been listening to the Maintainer Podcast. Over and out.
And people can put, you know, put it on their earbuds on the treadmill or walking or in the car, whatever, then they can just listen to it. I think it's great.